Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, with the Lord's help, we will complete a message I've been sharing this week on complete in Him. That reference is Colossians, the second chapter, verse 10, trying to understand what it means to be complete in Him. And beloved, just as the work that God starts in us, in our spirit man, when we are born again, our spirit man is taken from death to life. We're translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We were dead. Now we are alive in Christ. We are saved. We are perfectly righteous and are children of God. Each one of us, our own individual experience with the Lord, we then have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. And that spirit man, there's you can't be any more saved than that. Now, can we choose to turn away? Yes, we can. But if we are genuinely saved, if we have acknowledged Jesus, not just as Savior, not just as fire insurance from hell, but if we make Him Lord with all of our heart, and with all of our desire, we want to be pleasing to Him. And we know God has a purpose in creating people, so we want to know His plan, His will for our lives. There may be an overreaching plan that spans the decades, but there are also shorter-term plans that God has in the various seasons of our lives. As we are a young person or a teenager, and then we move into our 20s, 30s, 40s, into maturity, and then on into old age, there's wonderful seasons in every time of our life. And with that, as I said, there can be seasons of affliction. But if we seek God's help and His wisdom, the Proverbs is so clear, with all the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Therefore, wisdom is the principal thing, and with all thy getting, get understanding. That summarizes it, and we do that through prayer, through the study of the Word of God, through Christian fellowship in terms of church, as well as in personal relationship. These are the various ways that we grow. And we can do it through television programs, Christian programs, and radio, such as you're listening right now. There's ways we can fellowship. And as I've known for decades, there was a precious partner that understood, who's starting to pray for the radio family. There is a marvelous, wonderful thing that happens when we pray for one another. There is truly an agape love. When I say my UCM family, that's just not a little term I use. You have no idea. Sometimes I read the letters and I just cry for the intensity of the battles of some dear folks, what they're going through, but I know God will bring them through. He will give victory. God has, and you may be going through a very difficult time right now, but there is a unity, there's a love that flows in the Spirit when we really begin to understand the beauty of the body of Christ. Even if we've never met, there can be I know I've experienced it. And it was such a precious letter because I've never had anyone actually verbalize that before, what does happen. And some of the dear partners, some of my UCM family, they've been with Unveil Christ Ministries since the 1970s. What can I say? We go back that far. Brother Glass started the ministry in 1965, and then in 1973, myself, my brother, and others came, Lila Koss and his wife. And so, beloved, there is a work that God wants to do on the emotional level, on the mind level, on our will level, the area of our soul. And the spirit part of you is that deep inside what inner man, if you will, the heart that loves God unashamedly, unabashedly, with a total commitment to Him. And that happened when you were saved, and you know it. You have that deep, settled confidence, I am the Lord's. But you, the rest of you, your soul, again, mind, will, and emotions, you look at yourself and say, if I am the Lord's, why am I like this? Now, remember, as I said a few days ago, I believe it was, that we can look at the historical books. I mean, there's so much wonderful learning and truth that can be gained from the Word of God. But we can look at an historical book of the Bible to get prophetic insight. And let's do that as we just, I'm not going to read anything with, I hope you know the story of Nehemiah, but the people that returned and the people that were in ancient Jerusalem when Nehemiah came back, there was a temple of worship, and we are the Lord's. They had that, but they looked around at the rubble of their walls, and they said, if we are the Lord's, why are we like this? And beloved, that is a picture of the human personality in need of God's restoration. Just like it took Nehemiah and workmen, they worked day and night. They had a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other. They were ready to fight off enemies, but they persisted against all odds, against the work of the enemy, those that tried to hinder the work, those that threatened Nehemiah personally. You know, you need to go hide in the house of God. I mean, they stayed persevering, and the amazing work was done in 52 days. And beloved, we're like that. We are complete in Him, but there's a restoration work that God needs to do in our lives. And our inner man cries out, Lord, make me whole. Oh God, God, work a wholeness in my entire personality at the level of my mind, my emotions, and will. And that's where we need the Lord's help. Now listen, you could be a very strong, independent, functioning person. You could have a lot of responsibility. You could be, you know, a homemaker or a provider for a family. And you seem to be, you know, I mean, maybe a mature Christian. Yet what God is doing in this hour, I'm finding He's bringing up things, even for those who are very mature, things deep within us that need addressing and healing by the Holy Spirit. I mean, you may not even remember some of those things, although at a time of sorrow or grief, you may recall, He has ways of highlighting those areas. And the Holy Spirit, if you will, is Nehemiah. He's come to help us in those weakened areas of our personality. The wonderful part, remember Romans 8:1, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Well, beloved, I've got good news for you. The Holy Spirit, He dwells within you if you're saved. And if you're not saved, all you have to do is say, Jesus, I repent of my sins. I invite you into my heart and life, and make me a new creature in you. Make me what I can't be in myself, in Jesus' name. That's all you have to do. But I mean, there's much more to that. That was a very short prayer, but it's crying out to God. Look at the thief on the cross. He was dying, and he just said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. How simple is that? Jesus said, this day you will be with me in paradise. So what does the Holy Spirit desire to do? He's got a work project. Each one of us are a work project. And it's only because He's God. He can handle every one of us. And not only that, He's the perfect trainer, if you will. That's a popular word. Never had one. But trainers are those who kind of work with someone who has maybe a physical issue, or they want to lose weight or add muscle or whatever people do that need a trainer. Or perhaps working in sports, you know, there's those who can coach and guide. Well, that's what the Holy Spirit is to us. And what's His end game? He's going to make us into the image of God's Son, Jesus. Hallelujah. And His desire is to rebuild our soul, to clear out the rubble. You got to do that first. Isn't that right? If you're building a wall, you got to get rid of the rubble, and then you can start to build. So allow the Holy Spirit to do that cleansing work in you. And He needs to strengthen us and heal us so we can have the ability to fight off those things that attack us. That's why faith is so important. Remember, I brought that up earlier, faith, that shield of the Spirit, if you will, that shield of faith. And God has chosen us by His Son to establish a home in us. And why were the experiences of Israel written down? Well, 1 Corinthians 10:11 says, "Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come." And so the scriptures are given by inspiration of God, and they're inspired by the Lord. They're profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, or instruction in righteousness. Just as Nehemiah was grieved when he heard of the situation of his brethren in Jerusalem, so the Holy Spirit is grieved when we have broken areas in our soul. And let me assure you, God is committed to restoring you at the mental and emotional and psychological areas of your being. God has chosen us, you and me, beloved, by His Son, to establish His name in us. We are the beloved. We are the chosen of the Lord. He's establishing His kingdom, if you will, in our bodies, in our person, in our spirit, just as He chose to set His name in Jerusalem. And we serve Him by faith, but hallelujah, one time Jesus, the clouds are going to split, and He's going to come back and take up His rightful throne in Jerusalem, and the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God, and we shall rule and reign with Him. Wonderful prospect. We can comfort one another with those words. Well, I wish I had time to pray and minister to you, but I don't. We've come to the end of this broadcast, but if you have need of prayer or ministry, I invite you to write whatever God gives, scripture, teaching, prophecy, I share with those who send their letters of request. And if you are emailing, please send your mailing address, because that's where I have the time to minister in a personal way. Otherwise, I will just confirm, and of course, I'll pray. I love you so much, and I do thank you for your prayers. They're so needful. We are all going through testing times, times of trial, but the good news is Jesus is victorious, and because He is, beloved brother, beloved sister, so will you be. I love you, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,